There's a concept known as an impossible bottle. You've seen them. The ship in the bottle is the most common, but fruit, small books, other smaller bottles. Basically, the idea is that there exists something inside of the bottle, which itself appears that it could not fit through the opening. With ships in a bottle, they often unfold the rigging afterward using strings. With some objects, they grow them in the bottle. With plants, this can be the case. With others, they even blow or construct the bottle around the object. Obviously, based on circumstances, different methods will be employed. What we do is somewhat similar. There are other metaphors which are equally apt, but we can begin with that one. I essentially must smuggle the pieces inside, and then assemble the ship within. And like so many people trying to build sandcastles or ships or anything else in someone else's brain, I must often work against or with your own tendencies, sometimes with the grain, sometimes against it. A particularly useful way to approach this is to think that when I'm providing ideas, the ideas enter into your mind one way or the other. Your ears are open and they're going to receive the thoughts. Someone who resolutely thinks, well, I'm just not going to be affected by that concept, first needs to dismiss the person who they're listening to as having nothing really worth listening to say. You then have to dismiss the ideas themselves. It does take a fair amount of evaluation to remove something you've heard that resonated with you, or that seemed like a good idea. So, to lay it all on the table. When I speak to you and provide ideas, I'm not so much building a ship in a bottle. Your brain is a vessel, but it's one that doesn't particularly have a narrow opening. Instead, I'm pouring something out, a bottle containing the thoughts, ideas, concepts, and most of them are honestly addressed toward your improvement, toward taking care of you. And if I pour out idea after idea, imagine a bottle that's just filled up with thoughts decanted in a moment. If I looked at a bottle and I thought every positive, nourishing, enhancing thought I could have for you, and yes, a diagram, a motif of submission, and I just poured the liquid distillation of that goodwill for your benefit into a bottle, the result, as a byproduct of thought, would never truly run out. I could always pour more and more into you. But in this particular case, I'm adding components, latticework, scaffolding, ways in which we can build structures around and for your mind, which operate whether you need to think about them or not, which, at the highest point of rapport between you and I, will inevitably result in a situation where, as I'm pouring ideas out of that bottle representing all the positive thoughts I have for you, pouring them upon you, around you, and for you, as my words are flowing, sincerely offered, there's going to come a moment when you actually can relax, when you can be assured that I am attending to your improvement. Because to be completely real with you, the fact is, when someone's well adjusted, when they are making progress in their life and finding the things they want to find, when they have a sense that they are watched out for, that the structures and systems which bolster and fortify them are themselves manifest and continuous, they can actually chill. You can actually relax and let go. Meditation, for the anxious, the nervous, or the over-immersed in their work, is sometimes difficult because you're unsure or untrusting of the lattice and systems that surround you, the things that hold you up and insulate you from shock. Well, rest assured, if I'm helping you build something, there really isn't a heel turn here. There isn't a second layer thought process that says, oh, I'm going to suddenly swap this bottle for another. I have chosen one particular distillation of thought, one set of useful tools and structures I think you should have, and that I think, if you had it, would enable you to greatly expand the work you can explore and the mental states you can enter. Because knowing that the ideas I have offered, which will inevitably seed in your subconscious, poured drop by drop from the bottle into the open waiting vessel of your hypnotized mind, if you trust that those things are coming from me, and that I only have one set of intentions, once you have learned those intentions, your options expand. because anything and everything I do is going to be coherent and consistent. Sometimes people think that what I'm presenting is a set of ideas that suits the moment, that suits the particular fetish or idea, category, or meditation at hand. But everything I offer you, every word I say, everything I spin, is part of a coherent inner narrative of which I am very sure. And in sharing the ideas from it with you, I'm pouring out part of that narrative so that we can pass it back and forth and take a sip now and then. I'm thinking about how a lattice, a scaffolding, a structure could be assembled, and you might drink the contents of a bottle and allow it to flow and flood through you. Allow it, for a moment at least, to establish that there is a trust, an outpouring of thought, channeled from I to you, and even if you can't internalize all of it at once, because its pieces must be smuggled into you bit by bit and then assembled later with wires and string until they are whole and complete, those components are going to be sitting around. And the peace of mind it offers, that lattice, that framework, will exist for you, will be there assisting you. So start with the smallest step, the smallest piece. A part of your mind which operates in a complementary and yet opposite way to how a lot of what people think of as hypnotic safeties operate. What if there were a part of your mind which, in addition to any parts which watch out, which consider, in addition to any parts which consider the contents of hypnotic trance or relaxing moments, meditative times, in addition to any judgments which exist to help you understand when someone should not be trusted, should be looked at warily. What if there were a mirror image of that? A part of your mind empowered, simply, with one task, one purpose. It's not complex, nowhere near as complex as your mind ordinarily is, at least not yet. A part of your mind which tells you when it's okay to trust, which tells you when a set of commands are completely safe, which rejoices when you undergo some training or conditioning, and at the end, this new part of your brain, which is complementary to hypnotic safeties and oversight, this joyous, rejoicing, you can let go part of your mind, said, yeah, I looked over everything you just heard, even the parts you barely remember, even the parts that confuse or root deep in you for fun. And all of it was cool. All of it was good. All of it was useful. All of it was coherent and consistent. I said that the bottle of my will and thoughts for you is distilled and decanted with one particular goal for you in mind. Well, as you drink it down and it flows past your tongue, let this first implanted vintage, this component, be a rejoicing part of your mind which operates alongside existing hypnotic safeties. For let's face it, in the fetish and the exploration and the sinking of this particular community, sometimes we are thrown unsavory, negative things we'd rather not really have to deal with in our psyches, and we repel them. But it requires a part of the mind to be watching, which it is. But what if there were a complementary part that watched alongside it? And instead of going, ahem, you don't like that bit, ahem, you should reject that, this part went, ooh, that bit's good. Ooh, you should indulge in that. Ooh, hey, I've heard this bit before. I know I can trust it. Why don't you just zone out? A part of your mind which is affirmatory and continuous in its ability to push to the forefront of your brain the realization that you are, for a time at least, safe, bolstered and surrounded by the framework, lattice, and scaffolding which enables you to build ever higher. That bottle, that vintage, that distilled thought, and I could say unlimited words on the topic, firming up the spell over and over again. But all I need to really do is offer you the bottle, and enthuse that, when you drink it, a certain part of your mind will manifest which will tell you, hey, you've heard this before, you know you can zone out for it, why not go particularly deep? It's not going to change. Just like my will for you is going to remain consistent and coherent with my character. Everything is built upon the idea that, if I want something for you, it's pretty consistent with the kind of thing I'd want for myself. And with that realization in mind, drinking that vintage, chugging down this first bottle and letting this first component in, is only going to ring in an era where, in addition to the part of your mind that looks out for you and tells you when you have to be on your guard, there can also be a part of your mind which tells you when you can completely zone out and trust. Then I'm just acting consistently with what I've done before. Not everybody's got some hidden dark facet or agenda to their character. Honestly, my stated agenda's pretty perverse and direct. I don't really have anything extra. I know what I'm doing. You know what I'm doing. There's a part of your mind that can remind you, hey, you kind of know what she's doing. Why don't you zone out and just have fun? She's got this. And if that little bit's reminding, take another swig of that bottle and build up inside you a useful module. We'll return to it later. I hope I've given you, inside the bottle of your mind, a little food for thought.